Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you letting me on.
Right on.
Now, let's talk about, first of all, what my belief is, and then we'll go into the question, because you need to have a perspective with regards to my belief. First of all, I'm a believing Catholic. I believe in pro-life, okay? And I believe that that's whether it is an abortion issue or whether it is, okay, a death penalty issue, war issue, whatever it may be, is that I believe that life is the first thing because it is so precious. However, if we take a step back and we go actually to the scripture, we see that every time the Pharisees or other people tried to trip our Lord up by bringing in the difference between an existing law within the Roman Empire, an existing law within the Jewish state, okay, Christ's answer always was, given to Caesar what is Caesar's, given to God what is God's, rather than, okay, basically having a direct, okay, approach which would create an excuse for the government to be able to come down on Christ and his followers. Christ specifically said, as well as it says in the scriptures, that our government is given to us, and we must abide by what our government specifically says, because God puts government in place. As
okay, John,
that, I say that whole,
John,
let me
John,
finish.
Well, hold on a second. Okay. Your context is sucking up precious air. What might your question be for Trent?
Okay. The question I have is, why can we not, as Catholics, okay, look at the various items, everything from bigotry, since you brought that up earlier, okay, to this issue, instead of being on what people perceive us to be, a moral, holier-than-thou high ground, even though we may believe that for ourselves, we create a divisive situation in the society. Okay,
where John, the John, John, I don't hear a question, but John, I do hear, if not a question, an attitude. Do you have enough to go on, Trent?
A little bit. John, I just have a few questions for you. If you could answer them succinctly, that would help me answer your question. You say you're pro-life, and you're against abortion. Why are you against abortion?
I'm against abortion because I firmly believe that at the time of conception, okay, that you have a human being with a soul that has been imparted into that.
Okay, now, John,
being.
So you believe...
And I believe...
Okay, now, here's my other question, though. Hold on. So you believe that prior to birth, there is a human being with a soul who is as valuable as you or I. Now, here's my question for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's my question, though. Should the law say that it is wrong to kill that human being because it's unwanted? Should we have laws that say that it's wrong to do that, to kill that human being?
If a law is in place to do that already and has already been determined in our society...
Wait, what law?
Which law, John?
Okay. What we're saying is it started with Roe v. Wade, okay, and continues today.
John, here's
if
the problem.
Law, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
If the law is already in place, okay, then rather than oppose Caesar directly, and that's what we're talking about, we should, as Catholics, okay, attempt to change the attitudes of those who seek to fall under the law, since the law is already in place.
Okay, John, aren't there some laws that are unjust laws, and we should do everything we can to oppose them, like the Dred Scott decision in the 1860s, where blacks were considered three-fifths human and not qualified to vote and qualified for being owned by other people? You wouldn't support that law, even though it was established law at the time, would you?
No, I would not, but I also would not necessarily take to the streets, okay, have riots.
Well, no. John, now you're, John, this is a little, John, you're, this is, we call this jumping the shark. No one is causing riots in our opposition to abortion, to my knowledge.
John, it seems like the disagreement we have, you and I both agree the unborn should be protected under law. It just seems the only disagreement we would have, which is what is the most pragmatic way to do that. And I would agree with you that just trying to change laws without changing culture, it's probably not going to work because we live in a democratic republic. You could just change the law overnight and a majority of people can overrule it. So I agree with you. We have to change the culture's attitude to change the laws. But the law also serves as a teacher. It teaches people what's right or wrong. So if we introduce legislation that protects the unborn, it instills in people an attitude the unborn are worthy of protection. That's why I think that when we passed the partial birth abortion ban, it has resulted in a majority of people opposing late-term abortion. So I think we agree. It's just the pragmatics of the issue.